Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. A lot to get to today. To bring Bill O'Reilly with us. What does he say about a second debate? He'll be here at 12:30, and he knows Trump better than anyone. What happened the other night where Trump had an opportunity to go after David Muir and company? And why did the ABC host not bring up the elephant in the room, the biggest existential threat the world has ever seen? Second to none, China. They didn't bring it up. Now, you know the connections with all these businesses in China, and ABC and Parent have huge connections with that. Could that be the reason why China didn't get thrown into the mix? Now, I don't know that would have been determinative with Harris and Trump necessarily, but just an example of what goes into these debates. Here is the Dan, this is cut 11. This is Frank Ferdinand. The guy has been in charge of the presidential debates. I never liked him or what they did, but they were stayed. They weren't fixed like this one was on Tuesday night. Listen to what the former president on presidential debates said about the ABC moderators.
I have to tell you, though, that it really is sort of disheartening to hear that, because the American people want transparency, want a fair debate. They don't want people gaming. And now you hear that the networks are sort of up to their eyeballs in sort of, you know, whether it's tilting it one way or another in order to get the debates because there's money. I mean, it's rather disheartening because this
is and I thought
democracy
that one of the things that really shocked me last night was the way the moderators handled it. You know, we always explain to our moderators, and we've done 33 of those, Greta, starting back in 1988, that their job is to be facilitators. They're not to get involved themselves. It's different than if you had someone on your show and you asked them a question and they answered in a different way than they'd said a month before. You would correct them. But moderators are not supposed to do that. A debate is between the candidates, not a debate between the candidate and the moderators. And these moderators, as far as I was concerned, it was the worst performance that I've seen. And I've done 33 of these things over the years. I don't know what their thoughts were, but they clearly were oversized, I think, on the way they treated the former president and the way they treated the present vice president. I think they bent backwards to help her.
All right, that's Frank Farenkopf. And Dan, this guy is like the establishment, the insider. They had control over it. For him to say it that bluntly in his own way.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it is. It's true. But two things can be true at once. Trump had opportunity here to turn this. Now, let me talk about the other issue. And I got to commend Henry and Dan. We're on this. We're working three towns, if you can imagine, right now, to get somebody on because they're scared to death of the media. Now, I don't think Trump should have blurted out the animals thing the other night. In that manner, there's ways to handle this. But the media now is in a frenzy. Dan, it was an outrage. I was all set last night. I was just tying the purple tie for the gray suit. Not that I'll have that tonight.
Oh, are you wearing a purple tie with a gray suit?
No.
You're not wearing a purple shirt with a gray suit.
Oh, no. Tonight, I have that blue suit that even Matt O'Donnell over at Inside Story has to feel the material all the time. Feel free to come and feel the material. The hair, well, I don't know about that, you know. Well, Dan, Ro will be there. She can run her hand through it and prove that it's real. It's going to be a fabulous event tonight. Few tickets left at 1210WPHT.com. The media now, though, is only interested in Springfield, Ohio, Aurora, Colorado, and this, is it Charroy? It's kind of a French...
Charleroi.
It's kind of a French-sounding name somewhere in the boondocks of Pennsylvania, which has the very same problems that Springfield, Ohio has. There is no doubt of a couple of things caused by the Venezuelan and Haitian huge emigres thrown into these cities. You have gang activity. You have driving that is reckless beyond belief. And you have social services and government services and just the town being overrun by this. The animals thing is still out there for debate, but the media wants to fixate on that. So last night in Aurora, which is, I think, 20 miles or so outside of Denver, Denver got all this money. They didn't want as many, and they got farmed out through a network into Aurora, Colorado, Venezuelans. 10 gang members arrested. Now, that's a fact. We're not going to crazy stuff. Why were they arrested? Well, they apparently were taken over, trying to take over various housing complexes, among other things. That's a fact. What's the media interested in this for now? One thing, to knock this down, to diminish it when it comes to Republicans talking about this. So they're going to seize on the animal thing and fail to report on the other parts of this, which are real, which are wrong, and which are overwhelming. Oh, I don't know, Taylor Swift. I might call that chaos that's happening in these places. So Henry Dan have been on board, and I give them every 5 minutes another person. We must have run through like 30 people or so in these three towns, and we've been unable to get anybody on. And of course, the town managers, I believe in full cover-up mode, are telling us how the Haitians have revitalized Springfield, Ohio. I don't believe that's true, based upon a lot of the public comments we've seen of people, based upon bringing 20,000 people in of different culture all at once into a town of 58,000. That doesn't seem like a good idea. And I'm looking at the Daily Signal, which is the Heritage Foundation. They broke down what happened in Aurora, Colorado, how all this chaos got there. New York Post has a story today of one of the sheriffs of an adjoining town scared to death because he thinks it's going to come to his town. They don't like this because this is what it's done to America. Now, the reason that they paid attention to it is because of the animals thing. You know what this is similar to? People only started paying attention to these people that are hell-bent to wreck the Jersey Shore. Why? Because of the whales washing up. They couldn't ignore it. The emotion got into it. And now we have them on the run. The animal story, they're going to tamp down. They're going to go to the ends of the earth, and they're going to ignore the other part of it. That's what's important here. All right, so we have Don Trump Jr. tonight. Just happened to see this before we went on the air. We all know, as a matter of faith, that Jimmy Kimmel is a dope. I don't think Colbert is a dope. And Jimmy Fallon is not necessarily a genius either. He sticks in his lane. He's a comedian. He's a great mimic. Colbert is just a fake Catholic who is not a comedian anymore. I mean, it's just pure politics with him. I remember when Kimmel got on our radar screen, attacking. We have no empathy for children because people were tired of Obamacare and all the nonsense. And his kid had a problem. And as a dad, of course, we get that. But he pivoted with that to attack conservatives. He's a dope. He's got a track record up and down the line of two things. Jiggling women jumping up and down on trampolines. Was it called the Guy Show? I think it was
the
a
man
guy show.
I think it was
the man show. Yeah, I knew a guy that he did talk radio here at WWDB. I don't want to bring him in. I'll tell you his name, Dan, later. Who was a co-writer with him at all. That's what it was. Women on trampolines.
I have a really good idea, Dom. Super fresh.
Yes.
Our YouTube stream. How about during the breaks? We
yes.
have women jumping on trampolines.
All right, Henry, get right on that. I have some women in mind here. I'm sure Greg Stocker would approve. The FCC would have no problem with that.
I mean, well, we should do it the real way and, you know, have trans women jumping on.
And Jimmy Kimmel was also Mr. Blackface. He got a summer vacation a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah.
Because of blackface.
Yeah,
so we're all supposed to forget this. And this guy's going to lecture to us. And he's going to lecture about civility and all that. Here's Jimmy Kimmel talking about Kimberly Guilfoyle, the wife-to-be of Don Trump Jr., our big guest tonight in Collingswood. She was speaking at this fundraiser, this victory thing in Florida. All right, if he thinks her pronunciation, her accent on comeback, you'll hear, that's fair game to poke fun at her. But listen to what else Kimmel calls her in context of Don Jr. Here's Kimmel.
Meanwhile, down south, Trump's future daughter-in-law, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was wowing the crowd at the Florida Republican Party victory dinner.
And Act Three is the art of the comeback.
The art of the what?
The art of the comeback.
Oh, the art of the comeback. Okay. You know, these people, they hate drag queen story hour. No problem with that.
All right, so Dan, the clear implication when you see the screen, I'll ask you and Henry, you can tell me, you tell me if I'm wrong. He's saying this is drag queen stuff with Kimberly Guilfoyle.
I think he's alleging that, yeah.
Yeah, Henry.
Yeah, he can't be referring to anything else. Like,
right.
Watching that clip with the context, too, he's not referring to anything else.
Okay, so look, this is bitter, this is divisive, but is this where we are? Is this where we're going, that this is Don Trump Jr.'s drag queen? And then Trump is the nasty one. Look, Trump says things over the course of time, we know, that distract from the things we ought to be talking about. There's agreement on that. But guys like Kimmel, Colbert, there's a viciousness here that is incredible. And particularly from a dope, an all-time dope. So Don Trump Jr. with us tonight. This is the type of thing. And Walter Sterling last night, I was on with him, gave me a question I'm going to ask him. See, and this was Walter's. I wrote it down almost word by word, and I'll credit him tonight. No, it wasn't some wild thing. No. He said, it appears to him, I know he brings up his daughter all the time, that the Trump, Don Trump Jr., Eric Trump and all that, they seem to speak incredibly well of the father. Now, we know the rough side of Trump. And so does the granddaughter, Kai, the golfer. So he said, ask Don Trump Jr. to talk about that. Where does that come from? It seems to be real to him. And I wrote it down, and I think it's question 8. The first 7 questions are about the debate. Now, I have a sense I only get one in before I'll have to interrupt and go to question 2 or 3 or 4 here with Don Trump on the debate. He also said yesterday in Ohio, he's been stumping for this Bernie Moreno, that it's time for American parents to take their kids out of public schools. By and large, I agree with that. I mean, public schools, by and large, are just a huge part of the problem. If you can afford it, find a school that you like. That's why we don't have school choice. They couldn't compete. So there's a lot to talk about tonight, even a lightning round. Dan's working up some. You can hit me on Twitter. I like the lightning round. It's always a lot of fun with a cooperative guest, Dan. I did it with Rand Paul, you may remember. I think Mitch McConnell was the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there you get some snap thing that's kind of funny most of the time. Sometimes it's pretty involved. I'm going to lead off with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
In the lightning round, but I have a bunch of others there. Jimmy Kimmel will be one of them based on this. I think by then everybody will know about this. I don't have to bring it up per se. Do you have one, Dan, that you think we ought to ask him?
I'm really curious just about this because I love the personal information right. behind these people, just taking us inside his daily day. And, you know, a guy that's so loaded, is he you know, a normal guy, you know? What's his day look like?
Okay. All right. We'll ask that, too. Side question today. Well, coming up, I didn't want to lead with it because this drag queen thing got me. I also have New York Post did an astounding job today of the things that David Muir and the co-hosts could have said fact check on. You know, I'd rather not do all this fact check stuff. I mean, you can do it with every things I've said right now. Dan and Henry could be fact check. They could be screaming out. And that guy, Dale, the guy that's a fact checker, doesn't he look out of central casting, the nerdish look? Hey, you're wrong. Fact check. You know, any second of the day, yeah. Technically, we could be fact checking and saying anything. But they've come up with a list. I gave you the one with Charlottesville. I have about 4 or 5 others here. But the story of the day to me is 100, the article, Dan, says 100 Wawa stores, and I want to get into it next, so hold yours. You couldn't use your credit card, debit card, or whatever today. I need to hear from somebody who was in one of those stores. Was there a panic in River City? Were people jumping out of windows? It was only cash. Oh, my God.
Utopia.
Yeah, to me. Hey, step aside. I'm moving right to the center line. Cash is king. How many times do we say that? I cut that for Luke and DJ. I'm going to have to make sure they read it. There'll be a quiz on it. Why you always need cash.
Well, I think it's proof, too, to your point. You know, if you go full credit, there's absolutely what happens then?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine? Like, your business just closed. You know, if the computers are down, you're screwed.
Or people riot. I'm getting Wawa coffee. I can't start the day. I'll pay you later.
Knowing Wawa, they'd have a free coffee day.
Free coffee day. Well, we'll give you the details. And if you were in one of those stores or work there, I'd love to hear it. What happens when things go down? Do you shut up or do you take cash? All right. Side question now. Business making a bad decision gives us the great side question of the day. Campbell's soup. Is there anything more iconic that you shouldn't fool around with? And what are they over in Camden, the headquarters, right, Dan? I believe they are.
Yeah.
So it seems like they have somebody new. And here we go again. This is 155 years. But CEO Mark Close said in a statement, yeah, but that doesn't reflect the full breadth of the company. We have all these snack foods like Goldfish, Prego, V8.
So you're telling me Snyder's. It's like when Radio Shack changed it to the Shack because they don't want to be associated with only radio products.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Yeah. Yeah. And why did it want our addresses anyhow? I don't know. That was in Seinfeld a dozen times. So they're taking out soup and they're just calling it the Campbell's Company. Well, that could be anything in the world.
You know, another local company did that and it's no longer Burlington Coat Factory. It's just Burlington.
Oh, man, that messes up my Burlington Coat Factory joke. Yeah, I don't like it.
What's the Burlington Coat Factory joke?
Well, about the Burlington Coat Factory district, not the fashion district downtown. Yeah, that's what it is.
The Burlington district.
The Burlington district.
Yeah,
so
it's ridiculous.
Once you have something that's golden, remember I told you that Trump is going to do, he said he was going to do Keep America Great Again? He comes out and he starts mocking it himself at his first rally. He knew. You only get one shot in life. MAGA. Once you have that, don't fool around with it. It's Make America Great Again. Yeah, but you're the president now. Well, I'm still keeping it. I don't care. It sounds better. 155 years, they're taking out soup. Are they nuts? All right, so that's a side question. Give us not just a product. It could be any kind of idea. It could be any kind of change where it was not a change for the better. New Coke, of course, is off the board. That is an all-timer. When they did that, they recovered from it. But my God, why would you fool around with that? Dan, how about yours?
I got a couple of them, Dom. First, yes. I'm going to say Nick Sirianni is a change that I don't support.
In what way?
Terrible, for in my opinion.
Really?
Well, he is horrible.
And the change that I'm talking about is firing Doug Peterson. And obviously, we had a little there. And then the change into a Nick Sirianni-ran team. And
right.
What does the guy even do?
He's a rah-rah guy.
Yeah.
You need a rah-rah
guy. What do you freaking do, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not enough for me. So, yeah, that's my big one today, Dom. So I'll get you some more as we go on.
Okay.
You want another one?
He grabbed Nick Sirianni.
I'll go the other one.
Check that box.
That was a left field.
That was the football one that superseded my other one. But the other one that I'm still frustrated with is the change of the name to the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
And while I recognize the Redskins might be a bit controversial, they couldn't do better than the crappy name that I can't remember on a week-to-week basis.
All true.
The
Redskins
commies.
The commies.
Yeah.
Henry, how about yours?
So, mine, I'm going to go with a more food route again. I'll stick with Campbell's. How about Trix cereal? Trix cereal, when I was a kid, had all these wonderful shapes and filled with colors. And then probably when I was about a teenager, that's when they just flipped it to Puffs. And then there was a few years ago, they completely took all the coloring out of the Puffs anyway, so it was just a bland cereal. I believe they went back to it. But Trix is another one where it's like, what are you guys doing?
So disappointing.
That, on top of it, they also don't make the yogurt anymore. And the yogurt was fantastic. Trix, what are you doing?
All right.
I don't like the changes.
It's a new box here that we got to explore. It's obsession with Trix. I like it.
Is the rabbit even there anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Like, it's another one.
We're looking broadest sense of some change, and you go, that doesn't make sense.
It's not for the better.
I'll give you one I'm never going to say. And we even have a PSA. I don't care how many. I'm never going to say Smokey Bear.
Oh.
He's not a person. He doesn't have a first and last name.
What's his last name?
It's Smokey the Bear.
No, he's Smokey Bear.
No, he's not. Freddy the Cat, not Freddy Giordano.
You call him Philly the Fanatic?
Yes, the fanatic. The.
Well, he's not. Yeah. He's not a fanatic, right? What?
The fanatic.
He's from the Galapagos Islands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but the fanatic. He's got the done there, not just, hey, fanatic. All right, here's Smokey. 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side, but also your comment on this. Is this a fair game, no matter how much antagonism? Drag queen stuff with Jimmy Kimmel. All right, 855-839-1210. Those tickets tonight. Get in. 1210WPHT.com. Joe of Exton, we believe, Dan, it's almost set. There's going to be a grand entrance. I have the red carpet ready for him. He's going to be there tonight, thanks to our Earl of Tacony.
It's funny you say that. I just got an email from his son, Joe's son, confirming that Earl and he spoke, and they will be carpooling together.
You think he'll be a showman and have the beret or ascot on tonight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But Alex, I do ask you, if you happen to be listening, or I know Joe's listening, you know, why don't you put on that record button on your iPhone and record the conversation between Joe and Earl? Because I'm sure there's going to be some interesting conversations happening in that vehicle.
We'll play some of it tomorrow. All right. Good time to get in. Bill O'Reilly in the On Deck Circle at 1230 here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Tom Giordano Show. You got the side question. Imagine getting rid of Campbell's Soup. Yeah, some guy said, historic name change, 155 years. We're a lot more. You know, we have to get the V8 juice in. And the Snyder's pretzels. What about that? Pepperidge Farm we have. Prego. Why are we going to be emphasizing soup here under this umbrella? Wow. Let's hope this guy's never in government. That's my, I give it 6 months, Dan. They'll go through wintertime when people are saying, what's that? It's Campbell's soup? There is no such thing, sir. It's Campbell's. That doesn't sound right to me.
You want to know a couple that might have been good changes for Bernie Brandon?
Yes.
Google's original name. Do you happen to know what it was?
Was it something with ABC?
Backrub.
Okay. What? It was? Yeah.
Backrub. Yeah, yeah. Larry Page, Sergey Brin coming up with a name for the search engine. They hit about Backrub. Hard to believe, we know, but there's actually some science to it. It was all related to the way their creation analyzed the web's backlinks to establish how important a website was. And Amazon Dom, originally Kadabra. What's the original name of Amazon?
That just made me think of another really bad one.
Yeah. Well, my only one with Amazon is, you know what? I realize you think you're just dominating the world. They ought to be made to park their trucks. I know they want to move. I get that, Dan. You can't block streets up because you're going to be delivering packs. I'm serious. We experience this all the time.
Yeah.
It's constant. They ought to be ticketed. Henry, I'm sorry to interrupt. You had something?
No, I thought of another good one, but I want to see if someone else comes up with it.
Okay. All right. By the way, little update now. Through Taylor Swift, through her website with this endorsement, there was a link to go to a custom URL. That's what it was. That Swift posted on Instagram when she announced she was endorsing Harris as of 2 p.m. yesterday. So God knows now what it is. 337,000 people visit the link to register to vote. The good news is, most of these people doing this, I'm still predicting a great number of them are not going to vote. The ones that are going to vote, they're going to vote on one thing, not because of what Taylor Swift said about Trump and chaos. She's going to have to really get down there and tell them, you want those abortions. You know, get Jack Nicholson. You want the abortion room. You want to get abortions. And the New York Post, on their fact-checking today, one of their fact-checks, and I'll give you these throughout, that they could have brought up. Kamala Harris claimed, nowhere in America is a woman carrying a pregnancy to term and asking for an abortion. That's not happening. The Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal and the New York Post points out, Minnesota had a 2015 law that required doctors to report whether abortions resulted in the live birth of a baby. In 2021, it happened at least five times, live birth. But no measures were taken then to keep that baby alive. In 2023, Governor Tim Walz stripped out that reporting requirement as part of an abortion law that has no limitations on how late in a pregnancy it may happen. So, look, we don't want to fight the abortion laws every day. The obvious takeaway from this debate should be Trump is the moderate on this. Kamala Harris is defending the radical position. And Tim Walz, now this will come up in the vice presidential debate. And I'm telling you now, I'm going to ask O'Reilly. I'm in the camp that J.D. Vance is going to show you how to handle the media in this next debate. and he ought to do this debate. Those of you cowering here and thinking you're strong, saying, don't do any more debates. Are you crazy? Kamala Harris will run wild with the media if we don't have another debate. Walz will eat his way across the country. J.D. Vance is going to take him apart on this, and I hope the first thing he does is to push back when the media starts, particularly Nora O'Donnell. I have bad Nora O'Donnell experiences, Dan. I was on several shows with her, if you can imagine. My God, try getting a word in edgewise. All right. Bill O'Reilly is next. And then we will take some change that was made that you didn't like. He's got another book out, Confronting the Presidents. I can't bring anybody, though, that I think has insight, that's good insight into President Trump and what went on here better than Bill O'Reilly. He's next on Talk Radio 1210. Let me tell you first, though, about Captain Chucky's school underway. Hectic schedules all the way around. Football games. It all adds up. Something good to eat. Let Captain Chucky's manage your meal planning. Get the all-new wild shrimp scampi ravioli. Chucky's teaming up with Vera Pasta, offering lobster crab and now wild shrimp ravioli. And that bang, bang jumbo lump crab cake. That delicious creamy 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick for those who like to spice it up with some heat. But how about all the other offerings? The dom roll, the salads, the soups, yeah? Great soups. They're not afraid to call it soup. And they only use the highest quality ingredients. It's always wild caught. That Gulf shrimp, which is maybe second to the crab cake, never farm raised. Here's what you do. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. You'll see all the stores and hours. Head it to the shore. Captain Chucky's at the shore. .com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. You know where I was the other night. I finagled my way into the spin room. Well, we have the master of no spin with us, Bill O'Reilly, the current book, Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. All right, let's go to Bill O'Reilly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, another great read. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for reading it, Dom. Many interviewers do not do that. You do, and I really appreciate it.
Well, and I always find things, the big takeaway for me in this book, Bill, that you really underline, it's not just sickness and death in the presidency. It's a water supply, the causes yes. of it, tracing it back. That and U.S. Grant going wild with the wife, and suddenly we were having 22-course dinners in the White House.
Yeah, Julia, love that. What we try to do here in Confronting the Presidents is make these people human beings. So there's 45 of them, not very many in our illustrious history. And unfortunately, most Americans don't know anything about any of them because it's not taught in public schools anymore. And what you get is a mythologizing of presidents. And people don't know they were actually people who did good and bad things. And what I did in each chapter was told you who they were, what they did, and then you as the reader can make up your mind whether they helped or hurt the country. You don't rank them. We don't do any of that. I do give my opinion in some chapters, but it's not an extensive opinion, and it's all based upon what we have on the pages. But it's a lot of fun to read, and that's the key to all the Killing Book success. And now we're starting the Confronting series. But you learn something on every page, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And look, again, remember the blow up even with George Will because of Reagan. The Reagan you present Ready? In here doesn't, I think, quite go down. Yeah, but you don't have the detail on those pages. And I think you give him his full due for what he accomplished. Listeners should know at the end of every chapter on the president, you will go over the accomplishments. And with many of them, it's rather thin of what happened during their 4 or 8 years.
Well, here's something fascinating. So Kamala Harris' campaign is based on the campaign of Warren Harding. Now, if you go out, Dom, to Independence Square today, walk around Philly and say to people, hey, how about that Warren Harding? They go, yeah, it's a rapper, right? He's a rapper. I know Warren. Nobody knows anything about him. Yet, the same exact techniques that got the Republican Harding into the presidency in 1920 are being used today with Kamala Harris. No interviews, okay? Very tightly controlled message. And Harding didn't even campaign. you want to see Warren, you had to go to Marion, Ohio. He's up there on his porch and waving to you, and that's it. And he was terrible. And he won in a landslide because Americans are fed up with Woodrow Wilson and 8 years of Democrats with World War One and all that. So Harding Walsh is in there, and he's one of the worst presidents ever, screws everything up. And we have the exact same thing here. We don't know anything about Kamala Harris. She refuses to answer any questions whatsoever, just like Warren.
Yeah, that is a great insight. Now, Bill, I was in the spin room on Tuesday. I only saw Bill O'Reilly coming into a room once. It was a book event. You probably don't remember it for McAuliffe. But O'Reilly was there. Baryshnikov, Chelsea, Chelsea was there. Mike Wallace, Barbara Walters. But I remember the stir when you came into the room because you were, you know, trying to get some of these people on the show or at least say hello to them. The spin room to me is amazing that anything comes out of it at all. It's just a mob scene that is incredible.
I don't have any use for any of that anymore. Mm-hmm. I had to do it when I was anchoring at Fox. But Trump's coming here about 2 miles from where I live on Long Island on Wednesday, and I got a whole bunch of calls. Are you going to come down? I go, for what? What do I want to sit there for 90 minutes in a Trump rally for? I know exactly what he's going to say. I'm not going to learn anything there. I don't want to, I'm a journalist. I don't want to be a Trump campaign person. I made it quite clear I'm going to vote for Trump. And I usually don't do that, Dom, as you know.
Yeah.
But I have to now because Kamala Harris is so dangerous to the country. And that's my opening monologue tonight on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com. Has and a million other outlets. But she's just dangerous, flat out dangerous, much more dangerous than Biden. And you saw what happened when he got elected. So at this point in our history, it doesn't really matter to me what the spinner room does or what any of those people do. I run my own independent news agency, the most successful independent news agency in the world.
Exactly.
Now, I have my opinion.
Bill, I wanted to interrupt on and ask you this. So I was thinking of you immediately, though. I'm there in the spin room with these people, some of them cheering on David Muir. The woman, the lightweight there that was put in there, I expected she would fact check in that manner. I thought this guy was a little bit better. This was as bad as anything that I've seen. But equally, Bill, Trump had an easy opportunity to go after Muir in this.
Of course he did. And that's why I don't have any sympathy for the former president. He knew what he was getting into. Look, ABC News does not have one conservative voice on any of its news programs at any time. Not one. What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So Trump knew he's going in. Muir isn't an ideologue. Muir does what he's told to do. All right? Muir could be working for Action 6 Philly News. Okay? He's not Peter Jennings. He's not. He's just there. The other one, Lindsay Davis, is an ardent liberal. Ardent. So all Trump had to do was narrate what was happening in real time. That's all he had to do. And I told him that. I said, look, they're going to, you know, in a series of commentaries, I said, this is what's going to happen, exactly what I said happened. They're going to load up on stuff you've said, controversial stuff, and throw it to her so she can hammer you. Just narrate it. Just tell the audience what they are doing. Okay? When they load her a softball, like Donald Trump said he's going to put people in jail for 2020 fraud, you know that's coming. We'll just turn to the audience and
okay,
say, do
Bill,
I get a softball?
And that's exactly what I would say. And, you know, Trump on his feet in his own way is pretty good. This was a layup when the Charlottesville thing, again, to bring that up and say, I knew
right,
you were going to be
crazy.
Biased, but this has been proven by the left-wing organizations. They don't say it. And then, Bill, can't you say to David Muir, so ABC News then, David, you represent that. You're the face. You're saying ABC News says what Harris said about that is true.
Look, you can even go beyond that and set the tone for the messages that you want. Let me give you a very clear example of how easy this is. So Trump's main theme in that debate was open border, chaotic immigration. At least 7 times. but he didn't do it in a way that people would remember. All he had to do was say, I want, before I answer that question, David or Lindsay, I want to just say something right now to the family of Lake and Riley in Georgia. I want to apologize to you on behalf of the United States. Your daughter should still be alive. And I would like the Vice President to join me in that apology.
Oh, that is fair game. If you want to come out and do the handshake and all the rest of it, yeah, join me in the apology. So, Bill,
right.
I'm saying he ought to do another debate because she's vulnerable. And learning what he did that he did not do in this, he can turn it on O'Donnell, who I think is a lightweight, and I've been on a lot of shows with her. Brennan, I think, is a little bit tougher, but he can turn it back on them if they do the same thing. Do you think he should do another debate?
I'd do a debate even if Putin put it together in Vladivostok. I would go there. And I'm going to cite confronting the presidents. So in 1984... Walter Mondale, of all people, the most boring man on earth, waxed Ronald Reagan in the debate.
Exactly.
Blew him right out of the water. And Reagan looked doddering. I used the clip last night on the No Spin News, how bad he looked. Then in debate two, Reagan fired his people and brought in Roger Ailes, the creator of Fox News, and a bunch of others. And then he just wiped Walter out in the second debate and then won in the landslide. So Trump made a mistake. The Harris campaign made a mistake by being so cocky. So, oh, yeah, we won a second debate. Okay. But I'm not sure at this point in his life whether Donald Trump can focus enough on the things that matter. Not the things that matter to him, but the things that matter to the voters.
Yeah,
that gulf is widening, and it's why he is ahead.
Bill, any other insights now that you've made on all your shows and interviews from the book Confronting the Presidents that you see playing out now? The several good examples right here that we've seen before from the book. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, there's a level of deception that has always been in American politics. So not all of the presidents, but many of them, Lyndon Johnson is the best example, outright deceived the American public. And they were able to get away with it because the press, after World War II, became increasingly corrupt. And now it is its all-time high of corruption today. So we are entering into an election where deception is so strong that unless you listen to people like Dom Giordano, Bill O'Reilly, you know, people who are actually interested in bringing accurate information to people, and we are few. Most are choir masters. They are spitting and propagandizing to a certain group so they can make money. That's what most people do now. So the level of deception has been constant throughout our history. But now with Kamala Harris, the most honest thing she has said is, I have not changed my values. My values are the same.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. And her values are off the chart radical left.
Without a doubt. Bill, congratulations. Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments. From Washington to Biden, a great book. And again, I think particularly you got somebody in high school or freshman year or something like that. You want to give a gift. You want to have them informed and be entertained by this. Turn them on to it. This is the book.
Even college. Those kids in college, they, you know, it's like, oh, Woodrow Wilson, what? What? LBJ, who?
Warren G. Harding. Now, Rutherford B. Hayes. What a treatise on Rutherford P. Hayes.
Yes. You got to love the man. Wait till you read him. Oh.
Okay. Hey, Bill, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
Always fun, Dom. Thanks for having me in.
Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Great stuff. You heard what he said? Is that Putin can arrange it. Vladivostok, Moscow, Kiev, wherever. Do the debates. J.D. Vance is going to show you how to deal with the media in this. You heard what O'Reilly said. You're not hearing anybody else that close to Trump that supports Trump, but said a couple things. One, narrate what they're doing. Say it in answering this. Hey, the American people see what you're doing here. David Muir, I object. Ah, sit down. And also, call them out on fact-checking things like Charlottesville. I have a bunch of others that were here. I'm not sure why Trump didn't do that. Would he do it in the second debate? If that's a point of emphasis, and in the prep, he works on that. Another thing, get rid of this idiot, Laura Loomer, who was on the plane with him. Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene? Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is pretty far right. Is calling her out and saying this is exactly what you don't need around Trump.
Wow.
And she was on the plane flying with him from Florida to Philadelphia. And I can hear, oh, you got to go with the animal thing, you know, constantly. Get her out of there.
Yeah, I don't get scared.
Get her out of there. Yeah. There are people like, oh, sit with O'Reilly. I'd make O'Reilly maybe just the sole quarterback coach on this. Tulsi Gabbard, national security. He did well in national security. Just in real time, narrate what they're doing here and what she's doing. That's the answer to this. They object. Be ready when they object what you're going to say. Now, Nora O'Donnell's going to try to make a splash here if there is another debate. Brennan is tough, but I think she will not be as bad as Nora O'Donnell. You have audio of who?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about this Loomer character.
This is such an important election. I don't think that she has the experience or the right mentality to advise a very important person.
Why do you think the former president is even listening to her?
Do you think maybe she's getting bad advice, or he's getting bad advice from her?
I'm not involved in their conversation, so I can't weigh in on that. But I do know this, that her rhetoric and her tone is does not match the base, does not match MAGA, does not match most Republicans I know. And I'm completely denouncing it. I'm over it. And I would encourage anyone else that matches her statements to stop.
She accused her, and they were, vile racial statements about VP Kamala Harris. So you can blame Trump and say, well, he doesn't have to listen to what you get her out of there. Marjorie Taylor Greene is right on this. You need a team of people like O'Reilly and a few others that I could name. Not Loomer sitting on the plane there, you know, telling Trump, oh, yeah, oh, you don't imagine what they're doing. Then he blurts out the animals thing. In other words, what are you afraid of in the second debate? Well, it won't be fair. I agree with you. We know that. The only calculation, there's only two calculations here. Can Trump pull this off? That's what O'Reilly just talked about. And two, does it matter? I know some of you are comforting yourself and saying it doesn't matter. And I have evidence here that it doesn't matter overwhelmingly. In other words, there's evidence in independents and others. There's a lot of checking going on out there that this was not a slam dunk for Kamala Harris. That's true. Remember, though, how close we are into this election. So you believe Trump can't pull this off by doing what we just talked about? I believe he can. Maybe not perfectly, but enough. It's doable against her. All right, some big change. Oh, Dan, I see one that I think is pretty good.
Oh,
here. Yeah. We'll get to that. I'll save that one up.
Some three good ones on
the board. Three good ones. Yeah. Excellent ones.
And Newman on Twitter, Dom, going back to your commentary about Amazon driver when we were talking brands.
Yes.
Says, damn right, Dom, they need to start ticketing Amazon drivers. They're out of control thinking they can park anywhere and ignoring traffic laws in general.
I've seen it, Dan, streets in Mount Airy, Germantown, where I am, where there are spaces. I'm not saying parallel parking.
Mm-hmm.
You could just pull into a space and you'd be able to get out easily.
Yeah.
No, they choose like they're robbing a bank, a fast getaway. And I'm not blaming them. They're taught that they have to do that.
It's infuriating because time after time you're on a one-way road, right?
And exactly.
On your left there's parking, on your right there's parking.
Right.
And time again, I'm traveling to Brewery Town to see a friend of mine, and I get stuck behind an Amazon truck with his hazard lights on, right next to a completely wide-open parking space, and just decided he didn't want to take the time to, you know, parallel park into the space and would be easier to inconvenience the six people that gathered behind him in their car honking their horns.
And that's when trouble starts.
Yep.
You know, We can't save snow things, but how about an Amazon director from the Philadelphia Police? Please notice these companies like Amazon, USPS, and all that, we're going to ticket you. All right, more calls coming up, 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Bentz. I've told you for years about my friend, dentist, and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz, and the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz is known for helping people overcome fear and anxiety of any sort, even mild, and that puts off going to the dentist or doing the right things. Dan, I was never a fan of the electric toothbrush. I don't know why. You know, I'm a contrarian. Just one day he looked at me and he's, let's try that. You know, he convinced me. He's a convincing guy. And you'll get tips like this. You'll get great dentistry and then the staff and the infrastructure to back it up. That 3D printer is incredible. It is the Bentz Dental Group, my dentist for years. Find them at BentzDentalGroup.com or call them for your appointment today at 610-272-6949. BentzDentalGroup.com. Tell them Dom G sent you. 610-272-6949. Dom Giordano's show. Great guests coming up at 1 o'clock. Dom's Money Melody a little bit later on tonight. Don Trump Jr. Tickets at 1210WPHT.com. Dan there, Ro there. A lot of local luminaries showing up. And our own Joe of Exton there, along with Don Trump Jr. We played you that Jimmy Kimmel thing. Man, you talk about brutal. From a dope. All right, coming up, this town of Charleroi in somewhere in rural Pennsylvania. Reckless driving so bad, a councilman has a solution you won't believe, and we're trying to locate him, get him on. But we're going to talk to the lawyer for a dad in Bristol Township. His son hasn't returned to school since being bloodied in a cafeteria incident last spring. Pushed into a table by an older child of special ed, they won't let him see the video. Remember what happened with the Stanley Cups? Remember that? The bashing, the whole thing associated with that? This reminds me of that story. Why do school districts continue to do this? I'll tell you why. Because they think they can get away with it. All right, we'll get into that next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.